It was early in the morning in late August when not a deer, not a dog, but a sea lion was spotted flopping its flippers along the roadways of Japonski Island. Concerned biologists tried to track him down, and the fire department even did their best to prod him with a light touch of the fire hose. As the stream of water drenches him, the sea lion looks undeterred. He lifts up his head, proudly elongating his neck, and stands resolutely as if to say, "No bother, I needed a shower anyway." For 4 days, the sea lion hid in the woods, boldly going where perhaps no sea lion has gone before, refusing to go back in the water from whence he came. The image of him, resting on the porch of the old community health building, looking smugly at the camera, refusing to move, traveled across the world. He was a viral sensation, inspired Halloween costumes, and even ended up on some Christmas cards. Perhaps he'd taken some inspiration from Sitkin's, because 2018, it seemed, was a year for the bold. Whether we were slapping on some bright red lipstick before a drag show, or taking a strong stance on an issue, being bold was as en vogue in Sitka as smart speakers or Nissan Leafs. With the cost of living on the rise, city budget cuts, and multiple fisheries seeing record low harvest, there was a sense of economic malaise in Sitka, perhaps felt strongest by the fishing fleet.
Let us fish! Let us fish!
Woo! Salmon fishermen are worried. The governor will agree to a Pacific salmon treaty that deepens cuts to Alaska's king salmon fishery. Standing with a group of conservationists and fishermen to greet the governor, Eric Jordan said, "It's a tough time for trawlers.
There are things going on out here in the ocean. I fished all morning, got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, was out there in the fog and stuff for one fish."
And while over three dozen trawlers paraded up and down Sitka Channel, fighting for a fair shot at catching hopefully more than one fish, one Sitkin stood alone, but with a message just as loud. In March, as hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Washington, D.C. to call for tighter gun laws, Annabelle Lunt George stood in the roundabout bearing a sign that said, "Books, not bullets." Although the national protests were led by students, Sitka didn't see any youth-led protests that weekend. It was spring break, after all. But one was in the works for April, on the anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. Led by Sitka High students Ella Lubin and Joe Pate, and a counter-protest organized by Anders Marius, the students walked out, stood on opposite sides of the school chanting, mirroring the national conversation surrounding a contentious issue. Here's Lubin.
But I think the last election, the presidential election, it really showed kind of like the quick polarization that's taking place in the country. And I think for our generation right now, that kind of was a wake-up call. It was like, wow, if people can change and digress, you know, to one side so quickly, why can't we rise up so quickly?
In October, students rallied again, this time in support of Juliana versus the United States, in which 21 youth plaintiffs are suing the federal government over climate change. The case was put on hold in the U.S. District Court of Oregon, but youth in Sitka spoke out nonetheless. Over 100 people gathered in front of the courthouse to hear Pacific High student Killian DeTemple and others voice their concerns about government inaction.
"Those contributing most to the state of our world are not those in our homes and daily lives, but those in corporate offices and executive meetings. It is these people who bleed the byproduct of their profit into our oceans and waterways, suffocate our atmosphere with their carbon haze, and pretend like they care while doing all of it. As individuals, our voice may not always feel heard, and to corporations even less so. But this cannot stop us."
Locally, the effects of a changing environment were visible in the empty freezers of the Tlingit and subsistence communities when the herring harvest came up short. As Sitka Tribe of Alaska Resource Protection Director Jeff Feldpouch bagged hemlock branches for distribution to elders, he noted that the coating of herring eggs was far below expectations.
"People don't want to put trees in their freezer. They can get a tree any time of the year. They don't need to go out and cut one down and put it in their freezer. So it's all about putting eggs in the freezer and not branches. This is really grim. It's looking really grim."
The commercial herring fishery also ran into trouble in March, falling over 8,000 tons short of a quota. And this fall, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game said a guideline harvest limit, STA, didn't feel was sustainable. So they filed suit against the state of Alaska, claiming mismanagement of the herring fishery. STA Chair Kathy Hope Erickson says they were taking a stand over 20 years in the making.
We've been testifying before the Board of Fish for a couple of decades now, at least, and it hasn't gotten us very far. And it's getting to be such a dire situation.
For some, being seen was an act of boldness. A group of Sitkans held their first ever public pride celebration in June. Organizer Maya Mayers lived here for 2 years and said she hasn't been as out in Sitka as other places she's lived.
I have felt like if I don't raise the issue myself, it's not raised or there isn't space to raise it. I wish queer life in Sitka were more vibrant and visible.
And later this summer, some of Sitka's LGBTQ community became even more visible with the first ever drag show held at the Mean Queen. Creating a queer space made an impact in Sitka this year. Here's Erin Vastola, a lifetime resident who was in the audience.
I think it's really great to see this kind of, gender nonconforming performance in Sitka. As a member of the LGBT community myself, it's also really kind of comforting and reassuring to see people coming out, both like not just to enjoy a show, but also like in support of that.
And performer Anne Poindexter had advice for young people who might be drawn to drag.
Just experiment. Like, just put on heels if you've always wondered what would it feel like to put on heels.
And when it came to challenging gender roles and expectations, some women tried their hand at the shooting range this year at the Women's Pistol Clinic, a training group that's grown substantially over the past few years, teaching women to use firearms safely. Participant Andrea Turner said the environment challenged her in a way that helped inform future conversations about gun ownership and gun violence.
Ready on the firing line. Commit. Fire.
My thing that I'm working on this year is confronting fear in all aspects of my life. You know, I've had very strong opinions about guns forever, and got to thinking about it and realizing that a lot of those opinions are based on fear, and a lot of that fear is based on the fact that I don't know a lot about guns or gun safety.
And a woman's bold fight for justice, moving across the world and risking imprisonment with her congregation standing behind her.
Praying for India while she is being held in custody, that in the lives of the others with whom she is working with, that God can work through her.
India Ford lived in Sitka for nearly 3 years with her children after escaping an alleged abusive relationship in Great Britain.
And it got to a point one day when he was being particularly abusive, and Grace and Ava were both there. And I sat there and looked at my girls and just realized that the only thing I'm doing is letting them think it's okay to be treated like this by somebody. And that was the point when I realized, I'm done, and the other end of the relationship.
Ford was extradited in April and accepted a plea deal in the UK that could mean another 18 months of incarceration. Her daughters, however, are safe in the US with her husband, a member of the Coast Guard, and her family and church are still fighting for her to come home.
Loading your truck from
and for airport luggage handlers with injured backs who have a hard time standing up with everyone else, Sitkan Tim Fulton invented a device that could save his fellow rampers years of pain going forward. Called TISABAS, short for Tim Saves Backs, it's an ingenious folding conveyor belt that works inside planes. Here's Fulton and fellow ramper Bob Weaver.
I mean, that guy at the door has got to throw the bag. That's hard. Some of the floors slide well. Some bags slide well, other bags don't slide so well.
Do you want to use this opportunity to tell the listening public what kind of bag we should get?
Small.
It doesn't matter now. We got TISABAS coming at you.
People carry too much stuff.
Yeah.
You don't need high heels in Alaska.
That's pretty much. Maybe people pack too much in their suitcases, but what about their backpacks? Some Sitkans scaled mountains this year with plans brighter and bolder than typical campsites. Josh Joseph climbed Mount Edgecombe in March with an inflatable unicorn, planning to throw a disco party with his friends when they reached the top.
Decided we could light up the volcano with a strobe light, and I could get some lasers and a little disco ball, so we were going to try and light the volcano up and make it look like a rave, because it all sounded really doable and not Like, it didn't weigh very much to carry all that stuff up.
But conditions weren't great, and after waiting out a blizzard overnight, listening to sandstorm in a makeshift snow cave, Josh and his friends were rescued by the Coast Guard. But Roman Sorokin says they haven't given up their dream just yet.
Well, Josh and I are already talking about a comeback, you know, to the mountain. Because, hey, you learn every single time. I think Mother Nature was testing us to see if we were worthy of our next adventure. So when we come back, we're going to be even more prepared, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if this year was testing us for the coming adventures, Sitkins proved they're ready. Whether we were at a drag show, a mountain disco dance party, or fighting for a cause, we stood boldly in 2018. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.